Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tezayin, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Tesvav Omid Beis, the two dots, Ein Donin V'chul. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzor V'Shivya. Today's daf's also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel, Zisel Rachel Bas Alta Frumit, and Yehonatan Eitan Ben Batsheva Bracha. So we're moving along in the Gemara's discussion of the very first, very long Mishnah of the Masechta that discusses different areas of halacha that required a bezdin. How many members did that bezdin have to be comprised of? Today's daf is going to shift to the part of the Mishnah that discuss things that required not just a bezdin, but the bezdin. As in this Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the bezdin that, according to the Chachamim, was comprised of 71 members, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, was comprised of 70 members. So if you refer back to the Mishnah gave a list of things that required the Sanhedrin. The Mishnah said, Ein donit, loyes hashevet, v'loyes navi hasheker, v'loyes koyin gadol, el al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Additionally, v'ein moitzien l'molchemes harishos, el al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Ein moitzifen al ho'ir, v'alo azorois, elo al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Ein oisin sanhedrios l'shvatim. El al pi bezdin shal shivim ve'echad, and finally ein oisin irani dachas. El al pi bezdin shal shivim ve'echad. What do all these things precisely mean, and what is the makar that these things require? The Sanhedrin Agadol. That is going to be the topic of today's daf. Either way, we have a lot to get to in today's daf. Number one, the daf is just simply wordy. It's going to cover a lot of different topics. Also, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of raid prepared for today's daf. So we're going to try to do this at 1.5 times speed. So buckle your seatbelts. Either way, Zok Tehillah Gemara. Ein donin v'chul. So the Mishnah said, Ein donin es hashevet, ela al pi bezdin shel shivim v'ach. It says the Gemara, Hai shevet dechata b'mai. When we say that we only judge a shevet, an entire tribe, with the Bezdin HaGadol, what sin did they do for which we're judging them when we say that we need a Bezdin that's made up of 71? Ilei Meshevet Shechila HaShabbos. Is it referring to a Shevet that was Mechal HaShabbos? So a Yochid that's Mechal HaShabbos, we judge him with a Bezdin of 23. But if the Shevet is Mechal HaShabbos, then it's going to be 71. But the Gemara says, Emer the Palig Rachmona Ben Yechidin LeMerubin LeInyan Avodas Kaychavim. B'Shar Mitzvahs Mi Palig. The only precedent that we have in the Torah, there's a difference in terms of the way we judge and even the punishment that we administer between a yochid and a rabbin is by avodah zarah. Where do you find it by avodah zarah? The irani dachas. A yochid that's oved avodah zarah is chayiv skila. A yochid that's oved avodah zarah is judged by a bezin shal chav gimel. A rabbin, a irani dachas that's oved avodah zarah, they get saif. It requires the bezin agadol. By the way, their money and all their possessions were also completely destroyed. So the only time that this a makar somewhere in the Torah for a difference between a yochid doing an avera versus a rabbim doing an avera is when it comes to avodah zarah. But by chil Shabbos, for example, you don't find it. So it'd be interesting to say that a shevet that's mechalal Shabbos would somehow be judged differently than a yochid that's mechalal Shabbos. Ella says the Gemara b'shevet shehudach. Presumably, what the Mishnah means when it says ein donin es hashevet el al pi bezin shel ayin aleph, it's referring to a shevet of Klal Yisrael that was Oved Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, the Maimra. If that's the case, what would emerge is the Bedina de Rabban Dainanle. That if a shevet is Oved Avodah Zarah, we treat it like an Eir Nidachas. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. In other words, it sounds like we treat the shevet Shehudach like an Eir Shehudach. An Eir Shehudach, that is the Eir Nidachas with all its halachas. So a shevet that's Oved Avodah Zarah would be the same thing. But the Gemara says if that's the case, Keman, who is the Tana, the Mishnah, like? Loik Rabbi Yoshia, for like Rabbi Yonasan. It's not like Rabbi Yoshia's halachas in terms of Irani Dachas, and it's not like the way Rabbi Yonasan understood Irani Dachas, the Tanya. What's the background to this Machlokes Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan? It's a Braisa. At Kama Oisin Irani Dachas. What are the numbers, minimum and maximum, in order for there to be an Irani Dachas? Miyud v'ad kuf divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said something very interesting. He said that in order for a city to have the din of an Irani Dachas, in the event of, it has to have a population of no less than 10 members, but also no more than 100 members. If it's less than 10 members, it's not a city. And if it's more than 100 members, it's also not a city. It's a tzibur, also not a city. Rabbi Yonason says, Mikuf v'ad rubay shal shefet. No, according to Rabbi Yonason, if you have more than 100 people, up until the majority of an entire shevet, it could still be an ir nidachas. The point is, according to Rabbi Yoshia, if you have more than 100 people in a city that will eved avodah zarah, it's disqualified from being an ir nidachas. According to Rabbi Yonason, no, you can have 100 people up until the majority of a shevet. But if you have more than the majority of a shevet, at that point, it can't be an ir nidachas. So says the Gemara, v'afilu Rabbi Yonason lekomer el rubai. Even Rabbi Yonason, who has the more great the definition of an ir nidachas. So up until roiv of a shevet, avol kulay loy. But if the entire shevet not, and what does the Mishnah say? Ein donin es hashevet el al pi bezin shanayet aleph, which sounds like the entire shevet. And if you're telling me it's talking about when the shevet was hudach, now we treat it like an ir nidachas. It's like Rabbi Yoshe, because more than 100 people, and it's like Rabbi Yonason, because it's the entire shevet, and it's not roiv of the shevet. So the Gemara says to answer this question, three different possibilities of what the Mishnah might mean. Again, at first glance, the Mishnah is very, very awesome. Talking about a shevet that was mechal Shabbos, there's no precedent for a chil between a yachid and a rabbi that's mechal Shabbos. Elamai oved avodah zarah, and there's a precedent for that. The parsha of Yirani Dachas. But Sai Rabbi Yoidison and Sai Rabbi Yoshia both hold that if the entire shevet would be oved avodah zarah, if they lived in the same city, it doesn't matter. It would not be an Yirani Dachas. So how do you make sense of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the first Malach. I'm Rav Mas, and Rav Mas said, "Hachid benasi shevet shechata skin." We're not talking about a shevet that was chata. We're talking about with the nasi of the shevet was chata. So we know every shevet had a nasi. The Torah is filled with that. So if the Nasi of the Shevet sinned, there the halach is, we judged him, al pi bezdin shall ayin alf. Now what aver did he do? Tap Rashi, uba'achas mikol mises bezdin. It doesn't matter. As long as he doesn't aver fuchichai mises bezdin, he's going to be punished. And what's the makar to discuss? Mili, amir av adabar ahavet din, av adabar ahavet say, kol adabar agadu yavyu eilecho. And from that pasuk we learned dvar of shal gadol. That's the makar that the kohen gadol, which is also mentioned in the Mishnah, was judged al pi bezdin shall ayin alf. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says it. But Yisroi told Moshe, "Kol hadover agadol yaviu elecha," and we darshan not dover agadol as in the big halachas, but any dover shel gadol should be brought to you. So just like the kohen gadol was judged on pi bezin shel ayin aleph, why? Because he's a gadol, so his dvarim are dover shel gadol. So to the nasi, he's also a gadol, right? Mali kohen gadol, mali nasi. So Rav Masna said that what does it mean? Shevet? It means the nasi of the shevet. Ula amar Rabbi Elazar. Ula said a different shana. The name Rabbi Elazar. He said beba'in al iske nachwes, that where's in a gay that we judge the shevet al pi ayin aleph. It's talking about where the shvatim were fighting over property. So a fight breaks out and they have to go to a dentaira about chalukas ha'aretz. And there, that judgment had to be presided over by the Sanhedrin Agadol. And the reason is, uketchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael. Because if the land is ever going to be divided now, it would have to be divided in the same way that it was initially divided. Just like initially it was done, Ayidei Bezdin, Shel 71, Afkan, Shivin Ve'echot, so too now it would have to be done, Ayidei Bezdin of 71. But the Gemara says, if you're telling me that the way we would divide the land now, in the event that there's some sort of dispute, is the way that it was done initially, Kalpi, Urim V'tumim, V'chol Yisrael, Afkan, Kalpi, Urim V'tumim, V'chol Yisrael, right? Go back to the Pesukim and see the way Eretz Yisrael was divided. By the way, we went through this Be'iyun when we learned Yesh Neichlin. So it's true, you had the Sanhedrin Agadol, but you also had the Urim V'tumim, you also had the Geirolois, that's the Kalfi, the box that contained in it all the little papers and everything that was there. Also, it was done in the presence of Glanz Klai Yisrael, it's a pasuk in the Torah. So it should always have to be done that way. And from the fact that it's not, obviously that's not what the Mishnah means. Ela machvar tekit Rav Masna must be pshat in the Mishnah's Rav Masna. What does it mean? Indon and sashevet, not the actual shevet, but we mean the nasi of the shevet. Ravina says, la'olam b'shevet shehudach. Really, we're talking about with the shevet was with udik kashalucha. Bedina de Rabin Daininale. Right, what was the question? If it's talking about with the Shevet was Ovid Avodah Zarah, who holds that if the entire Shevet was Ovid Avodah Zarah, they should be treated like an Irani Dachas? According to Rabbi Yoshi, 100 people, according to Rabbi Yoshi, is in Rav of the Shevet. But nobody knows the entire Shevet, says the Gemara. Nobody said that they're going to be treated like an Irani Dachas. The Mishnah says they're an Irani Dachas. The Mishnah says Sayif as opposed to Skila. The Mishnah says all the money is going to get... No, that's not what it said in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? a bezdin shan ayin aleph. Says the Gemara, afal gav de katlinam b'yachid. Even though the misa is going to be the misa of the yachid, or bebei dina de rabim dainin alay. But in terms of the bezdin that's going to preside over it, that would already have to be the bezdin that presides over the irani dachas. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you the makar for this distinction. Because milay amarab chamab rab yoisi amarab yoishia. Didn't Rab Chamab say in the name rab yoishia that what's the makar to the fact that the irani dachas requires the bezdin agadol? Because it says in the Torah, vaytseso eso isha hu. Oh yes, so isha hahi to what? To your local bezdin to get misa's bezdin, and we learn from there ishvi isha atamoytzi l'sharecha. It's tafke the ish and the isha that can go l'sharecha to the local Sanhedrin ketana. Obvi atamoytzi kolo irkulo l'sharecha, and this is the source to the fact that the irani dachas, being that it's not an ishvi isha, requires the bezdin agadol. So hachanami, as it relates to the entire shevet, ishvi isha atamoytzi l'sharecha, vi atamoytzi kolo shevet kulo l'sharecha. So when we say that the shevet is judged al pi ayin aleph, it means shevet shehudach. I doesn't that sound like not like Rabbi Yoshi, like Rabbi Yonis, because he basically tell me an entire Shevet Shehudach is treated like Yerani Dachas. Nobody said that. All we're saying is that it requires Bezin Shalai and Aleph. Where do you come to the fact that we're going to treat it like an Irani Dachas, Klapi Bezin Shanai and Aleph, but not Klapi all the other halachas? Says the Gemara, what's the makar that the Irani Dachas requires Bezin Shanai and Aleph? For it's Neso, it's a Isha, who is a Isha, and the Irani Dachas is not an Isha, it's not an Isha, it's a Kehillah. No, the Ganze Shevet is also a Kehillah. And it's for that reason, even though it doesn't really have a Din Irani Dachas, but Klapi this halacha will have a Din Irani Dachas. So just to make the Sikkum, the Mishnah said, Ein Donen Es HaShevet El Al Pi Bezin Shanai and Aleph. What does that mean? Rav Nas said that it doesn't mean the shevet, it means the nasi of the shevet, because the nasi of the shevet is no different than the kohen gadol, and just the kohen gadol's bezin shanai aleph, the nasi of the shevet is also going to be ayin aleph. Ula said the name Rabbi Lazar means bebon al iske nachlois uketchilas shel eretz Yisrael. The Gemara had a problem with that. Then it should need everything that was present betchilas shel eretz Yisrael. Ravina said it means shevet shehudach, the ganze shevet that was hudach. And although it's true, a Shevet Shehudach can't be an Ir Anidachas, but Klapi the Din Ayin Aleph, it's going to be treated like an Ir Anidachas. It's going to require the Sanhedrin Hagad. If you look back at the Mishnah on that Beis Amad Aleph, on these words, Ve'ein Donen, Lo Yisashev, the words of the first part of today's daf, Rashi says, quote, Ruboy shall shevet, sha'avdu avoydazar v'mezet. What does it mean, lo yasa shevet? It means if roiv of the shevet would be oyved avoydazar v'mezet, so you would judge that majority of the shevet with the Sanhedrin Agadol. The Marshal, in his Agoyis, Chochma Shloima and Rashi, says, nimtza betzide, bekan loydak. Rashi was not duck when he wrote those words, Ruboy Shal Shevet. The Bein Lefi Amakshin, U Bein Lefi Amaskona, Ayri B'chal HaShevet. Because if you refer to the Sugya, the Gemara we just learned, where the Gemara analyzes these words, Sai in the Havimin of the Gemara, and Sai Ravina Omar in the Maskona of the Gemara, it sounds like when we say Ein Don and Loyas HaShevet, we mean the entire Shevet. That was the whole problem with the Gemara not really understanding what it means. Because Ein Don and As HaShevet sounds like we're treating them like an Irani Dachas, and nobody holds that an entire Shevet could be an Irani Dachas. In other words, just to explain what the Marshal means a little bit better. If Ein Don Lo Yis HaShevet means Rubay Shal Shevet, Lav Davke the Ganze Shevet, so what was the whole problem? Lo'olam, what the Mishnah maybe is saying is that a Shevet Shehudach is a Irani Dachas, and it's going Alibid Rabbi Yonason, who holds that if Roivet the Shevet would be Oivet Avay the Zorah, so we would treat it, yes, like an Irani Dachas. So from the fact that the Gemara had a problem with that, you see clearly the Maksha understood what a Shevet means. It means the Ganze Shevet. And the Maskana said Gemara, it sounded that way also. So it says the Chochma Shloime, Sayin the Havamin, Sayin the Maskana, and the Chochma Shloime says about Rashi, Loi Dok. Very, very sharp. But that's what the Marshal says. The Marshal, this is the second Marshal, the Masechta. This is all playing itself out on that Beis Amad Aleph. He brings what the Marshal says, and the Marshal says, quote, Va'ani Yoimer, the Rashi Vadai Dok Yofa. There's no question Rashi was Dok, and he says, a whole Pshat that's Negei Pshat Tov in our Sugya. Let's grab the Geshmak if you want to go through the Gemara a little bit more. Be'ian, just go through that. Chachma Shloima, which is very Bekitza. We read the whole Chachma Shloima, and the Marsha's comment on the Chachma Shloima, and you'll see a beautiful Iyun, just in terms of Pashit Pshat Tova, how to learn our Gemara. But Al Koponim, it's a Machloikis Lamaisa between the Marshal and the Marsha. When the Mishnah says, Ein Don and Loyos HaShevet, does it mean Rubay Shal Shevet She'avdu Avodah Zarah, or does it mean the entire Shevet? The Marsha says that what it means is Rubay Shal Shevet, the way Rashi wrote it. The Marshal says that Rashi was loydak, Because really, if you go through the sugya, loyas hashevet does not mean rubei shel shevet. It means the ganze shevet. The sugya zikr screams the ha'ara of the marshal, which means ala marshal lahavi raya to explain the sugya based on his understanding of the ayin shem of marshal. He very much does it. But I'll just tell you one beautiful ha'ara that I saw in the Margolis Sayam. It's right here, Afinart, in our sugya. It's Sanhedrin, Daf Tezai, Amud Aleph. It's Oyz Dalet. So he quotes from a sefer called Chidushei Ramosha Zev Mezuzah. So who is Ramosha Zev Mezuzah? So if it sounds familiar, we quoted Ramosha Zev Mezuzah once. Ramosha Zev Mezuzah was a Mikri Dardiki. He was a Malamit Tinoi Kishol Beis Rabbam in the city of Lvov. We found once a comment in the Mekor Chesed, which is Rav Reuven Margolis's Hagoyis on the Sefer Chassidim, where he quoted a Dover Nifla regarding the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim from Moiri V'Rabbi Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah. So at the time, I researched a little bit to see who he was, and it was clear that he was someone that taught Torah to the child prodigies that lived in the city of Lemberg, in the city of Lvov. That's where Rav Reuven Margolis grew up. He was one of those prodigies, Shainemo, and he refers to him in that piece as Meir V'Rabbi. Either way, in Margolis Sayam, right here on this Gemara, he says in the Sefer Chedushi Ramos Zev Mezuzah, Heyer, he asked the Ha'ara on the Marsha. The Marsha says, when Rashi writes, Lo Yisah Shevet, it means Rubei Shal Shevet. Rashi was dark. It's Rubei Shal Shevet. Listen to his Ha'ara. His Ha'ara is that the Gemara says, how do you know that ain't done in a Sashevet LLP Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph? Because it says, Voitzei So Aso Ishahu, Oyes Ha'ish Hahi. And we learned from there, Ish v'isha atam moitzi l'sharecha. V'atam moitzi kolei erkula l'sharecha. Hachanami. So too as relates to the shevet, Ish v'isha atam moitzi l'sharecha. V'i atam moitzi kol ha-shevet kulei l'sharecha. So Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah said, take a look at the Taz. In Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Bei Sifkot and Gimel, we say in davening on Rosh Hashanah, Meloich al kala oilam kulay bichvadach. Says the Taz, what does it mean, Meloich al kala oilam kulay? It's redundant. Meloich al kala oilam, or Meloich al oilam kulay. Al kala oilam kulay, says the Taz. Venir ali liyashi. So some people wanted to say it's a toys, and you have to change the girsa. Says the Taz, it's not a toys. The Motsinu harbe pamim, because you find in many places in Shas, that Rubai is kulay, is kamash malan kan. So Meloich al kala oilam kulay is kulay mamash. So the Taz said a Dover Nifla. The Taz says that when you say Kola Oilam Kuloi, it means La Fuke Rubei Kukuloi. Since Edra Moshe Zev Mezuzah, read the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara is V'iyata Moitzi Kol Hashevet Kuloi L'sharecha. It doesn't say Kol Hashevet and it doesn't say Hashevet Kuloi. It says Kol Hashevet Kuloi. It says look there. If that's the case, I have a raya that it must be the ganze shevet. And if it's the ganze shevet, it's a riot to the marshal's diktuk that Rashi was loydok. This is his cash on the marshal. And he's mefalful. One of the orders that he asks in the middle of his pilpul is that we have a mesayra, we learned this Gemara together in Yesh Neuchlin, that gemiri the lekala shevet. It's not possible for a shevet to somehow be extinguished. The Stam is like, how would it be possible that the ganze shevet was hudach and that we're judging them? It would be an impossibility anyways, because there's a mesayra, there's a kabbalah that you can't lose a ganze shevet. But al kaponim, this is daricha. So Rav Reuven Margolis, kedarki b'kodesh, he brings this from Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, but he says that omnom be'emes matzino gam, we find in other places that you find this lashon of kol and kuloi, and it clearly doesn't mean everything. He gives some examples. He says, Chazal say that in kol ha-teru kulo, the word binyamin is written chaser. V'hine nimtzu yud zayin meleim. I found 17 times, you can't make this up, that the word binyamin is written mali, ach rubam chaser. He says, "V'ayin Rashi bebrachas daf membav," where he says "kol habracha is kulon," and it's clear in the Rashi that he means "roiv brachas." The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, "kol haShabbos kuloi," referring to the entire week, and it's mevu in Rashi and the Rashbam that it means up until Wednesday. And he says, "Take a look at Beya daf Tezvav on the base where Rabbi Eliezer was darshining hoyoyoshe v'dorish kol hayon kuloi," and it's clear that it wasn't the entire day. "V'oid kemoisam," he says, "achab nachra is azayochid." So he brings this aura from Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, and then kedarke by Kodesh, like only Reuven Margolis is able to. This is what he says. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. So when we quoted Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, this is many, many years ago. So I actually tracked down a sefer called Chedushe Ramaz, this is the sefer that Reuven Margolis is quoting right here, that's Torah for a Moshe Zev Mezuzah. And in the beginning of the sefer, there's a little bit of a hakdama that was written by the Mesader. And the Mesader basically talks a little bit about this year, Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah. I just want to read a few excerpts. This is the introduction to the hakdama. It's a one-page hakdama written by the Mesader of this sefer. Noida umeforsim be'ireinu levav. Tehilas kvoid harav amora goyla, hacharif ha'otzum, v'habaki ha'nifla, hachosid v'ha'oniv, Rav Moshe Zev ben Rabbi Yisrael Yechiel Nechel Mezuzah Zeich Tzadik Levracha. Shaya echad me'a Talmidei HaChamim ha'metzuyonim she'bi'ireinu. He was one of the famous Talmidei HaChamim in Levav. Mayin ha'meskabrit b'toyro v'charifa sakino. Ulam, l'asher asiri yoishnoi schaya v'achroines alo yadomois lo'yrom mo'yrois kol ha'yom sichos. At the end of his life, he became a saginar. He couldn't see. And all he was able to do was sit and learn. Ach mashe shana al peh. So he would teach Talmidim, Urechishan Mirachshan Sifavase, La Yochala Halis Ali Sefer, Af Mikzas, the Mikzas Mashe Bia, Omer Menachod, Shmaitz, Achadash, Chidash, Yom Yom. So he was a Yid who was a Mayanam Skaber in learning. But because he became a Sagi, you know, he couldn't write anymore. So he would say over Torah, Abel Meisner, to write he couldn't. The Ach, Talmidim Haktanim, he used to teach little kids. So even his Talmidim that he would teach his Torah to, they were very, very young. So it's Afku Ba'ofa Raglov, Helu kifam befam ale gilyan eze inyan mechudish kifisha has sigu midvarov u kifi kishroinam larech dvarim besefer was a little bit that they knew. Meaning, he couldn't write because he was a saginar. And even his Talmidim were very, very young. So how much did they really understand? He says, Lozois is for that reason, ach ma'at nishalonu mirubei teirasai. From all the Torah that he was mechadish, we have very, very little. Shekol yoidov u'makirov ye'idu. Because any person that knew him could be made, ki ayo pi eser beruchoi. That he was 10 times as much as what is written in this sefer. V'gam sheiris ha'pleita ha'hi lo yhoisa misuderis ka'aloch. And even the little bit of Torah that we had from him wasn't done properly. Either way, he's forwarding a little bit, and he writes like this. Umishum chavivuse da ha'mechaber. So the Masada writes that because of the chavivus that I had for the mechaber, shebetal yaldusi lamadati levonov, because when I was a little child, I learned by him. V'hoyisi ohuv v'chaviv etzloi ad ma'oid. And he was someone that took to me, and he loved me very, very much. Zacharti loy chesed nu'urai. So I decided I want to do a chesed with him. V'kibalti alai toirach ha'atoka. I took upon myself the toirach of printing his sefer. V'hasidur. Tikanti ha'shibushim. V'ato'usim shirobu ma'oid. Ulam loy chafatzti l'shanes ha'signoin. V'darkei. Lichtoiv kol advarim michadosh lemalul shalei l'shanes ayedeiz alufamim ikur kavanasei lochein hinachti advarim besigna shenichtavu etc. etc. And then he fears ois does the masada with a tefila. He says uschus harava mechaber zechrein elavrochi yogin olein v'yamlitz toiv badeinu b'divi Rav Yehuda achosid b'seif chsedim simin reish chav dalit kol oimer dvar shmua mipiem he mespalun olav sham. That if somebody says over Torah about a tzaddik, that tzaddik davens for you from the other world, and he's melitz toy for you. And he just signs off ha-mesader. So the mesader writes that I'm the one who put together the svarim from Moshe Zev Mezuzah, tells us that he was a saginar, and he would teach Torah. By the way, if you go through the sefer, in the back, there's tshuvas between Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah and Rav Shlomo Kluger, just to give you an idea of who he was. He's talking and learning back and forth tshuvas with the great goyin of Brod, Rav Shlomo Kluger. But the bottom line is that he says that, and the reason I did this was shebetal yaldusi lamadati lefanav va'yisi ahuv v'chaviv etzloi ad ma'oid izacharti loy chesed neurai, and I took upon myself. And then he says with a tefillah, I have no doubt that he's going to daven for me in Yenevel based on this inyan of Sefer Chasidim. But who the Mesader is, it doesn't say. In this shtickle, Margolis Hayam, when he quotes Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah, this is what he writes. B'sefer chidushei Ramaz Mezuzah shesidarti v'nitfas b'shnas tofresh tzadik alef. One line. Shesidarti. Now you know the rest of the story. Rav Reuven Margolis was actually the Mesader of this sefer. And here he's being makir toiv to his Rebbe. Who is Rav Reuven Margolis' Rebbe? I get asked that question sometimes. Who is his Rebbe? Now we know he had smicha from Meir Arik, but who is his Rebbe? You have it right here. It's clear. Unbelievable. Mamish beautiful. But either way, this was who his Rebbe was. Rav Moshe Zem Mezuzah. It's interesting. We don't have so much Rav Moshe Zem Mezuzah. But this yid who was a saginah was Moshe Nefesh to teach Torah to claim the kindlech. I don't know what happened with all those kindlech. I'm assuming a lot of them were probably killed by Yemach Shemoy Vezichroi. Ich weiß nicht. But one Talmud who definitely survived was Rav Reuven Margolis, who's Sifsois of Adoy Vivois Bekever, and you see how much of his Aliyah he attributed a genius to like Rav Reuven Margolis in a world of Haskalah, in a world where universities were recruiting and offering big contracts with big signing bonuses to people that had his Mayach. You can imagine the Nisyonis that he might have had, but Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah seems like he was the big Mashpia in his life. I just thought it was a fascinating Knech. We're learning Margolis Hayam every single day here in Masechta Sanhedrin. It's a little bit of the rest of the story. Either way, like I said, we have a lot to get to. So the Mishnah said, "V'loyes Navi Asheker," that the Navi Asheker, when he was judged, he was also judged al pi bezdin shal shimavech. Says the Gemara, not either. What's the makar to this? Amr Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, Reis Reb Chanina said, "Asya hazada hazada mizalke mamre." We learn it now, gzeres shava from the zake mamre. It says hazada. It's Acha Novi Asheyozid the Daber Dover, referring to the Novi Sheker, and it says the word Hazadavo Ish Asheyase Bizodoin regarding the Zakim Mamre. It's not the Halam of Shivim Bechad. Just like the Zakim Mamre, it's Shivim Bechad, Afkam is Shivim Bechad. So too, when it comes to the Novi Sheker, it also has to be Shivim Bechad. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. Vazada Kik Siva. When we say that the Zaki Mamri requires a Bezin Shal Shivim Vechad, it doesn't mean that he was killed all day the Bezin Shal Shivim Vechad. That's not true. Right, we just went through in the Mishnah all the people that are judged al pi bezin shel nayin aleph. The Zaki Mamri is not mentioned. What does it mean that the Zaki Mamri requires the bezin shel shivin ve'echad? What it means is that he has to be mamre against the bezin shel shivin ve'echad. This pasuk that says vo'ish asheyase bezodin levilti shmaya elakoyin oimel l'sharas Hashem is referring to the misa. You know how I know? The end of the pasuk. Umeiso ishahu uviyarta rami Yisrael. Now the misa of the Zaki Mamri is bechav gimel. So if you're telling me that the gzeirah shava is hazada, hazada, we didn't say hazada by the Zaki Mamri when we kill the Zaki Mamri. When we kill the Zaki Mamri, it's not bebezin shal shem ve'echon. It's actually bebezin shal erosrim v'talso elam rish lakish. Rish lakish said you're right. The gzeirah shava can't be from hazada, hazada. Rather, it's gomar dover dover mehamra asay. The gzeirah shava is dover dover. Now there's a very famous gzeirah shava dover dover, right? That mashva arayas the moment. This is the other gzeirah shava of davar davar. But the bottom line is, it says regarding the zaki mamre, who's going to be mamre against the bezdin, right? There, the Torah uses the word davar vasisa al pi hadavar. That's referring to the actual hamra, and it says the word davar regarding the misa of the navi sheker. Acha navi asheyazel the davar davar, and that gzeirah shava is taka from the etzem hamra. So you see that. If the Hamra was by an aleph, so too, and we just judge the Novi Sheker, we're going to judge him by an aleph. Why don't we say that now that I have a Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover and Hazada Hazada, I know there's a Sheiches between the Zokin Mamre and between the Navi Sheker, we should say that just like the Navi Sheker is killed Davka Bebezin Shal Ayin Aleph, so too the Zokin Mamre should also be killed Ayidei the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. And again, the Gzeir Shav Azad Azad is in the Misa of the Zokin Mamre. So if the Misa of the Navi Sheker is by Ayin Aleph, how do I know that? Dover Dover from the Hamra of the Zokin Mamre, now it should be ulahadr. What does ulahadr mean? Now go backwards. Go tziriktzeveks. And say that once I know that the Navi Sheker is killed Ayidei Ayin Aleph from Hazada Hazada, I should know that the Misa of the Zaka Mamri should also be Ayidei Bezin Shon Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says you have to say Dover Dover Gomer Hazada Hazada Loi Gomer. It's a long Rashi here where Rashi says Kavl Chaymer is different things you could darshan by yourself. But Gzeir Shav is something you have to have a Mesoira for. There was a Mesoira Vaislais for Dover Dover. There was no Mesoira for Hazada Hazada. So again, what's the makar that we don't judge the Navi Sheker LLP Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph? It's learned from Gzeir Shav. Which Gzeir Shava? The other Dover Dover. V'loyes Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol also was judged al pi bezdin shal ayinah. Minani mili, amir abad abarahava. What's the makar that the Kohen Gadol was judged al pi bezin shem ayin alf. Amar Rav Adbar Rav, Rav Adbar Rav said, Amar Kohen says in the pasuk kol adavar agadol yaviu eilecha dvarav shel gadol. What does it mean kol adavar agadol? Yisrael told Moshe that all the big things are going to be brought to you. Pashin means the big shaylas. Doesn't mean the big shaylas, but it means the shaylas of the big people, such as the Kohen Gadol. Meisvei freit the Gemara, is that true? Davar gadol, davar kasha. It says davar gadol. What it means, says the Bryce, is davar kasha. It means the shver shayos. At the davar kasha, you say it means shver shayos. Like any el davar shagadol. Maybe it means davar shagadol. Shoy mes davar kasha v'yinam moisha. Harei davar kasha. No, because there's another pasuk, and the other pasuk says it's a davar kasha yovyinam moisha. And that other pasuk clearly means kasha. So if that means kasha, then gadol also means kasha, right? It's mistaber that the two pasukim mean the same thing. When it says it's a davar gadol, when it says a davar kasha, it's mistaber. Now you could argue if I care, it's mistaber that it means something else, which will be the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's gonna have a brisa for that. But in the Mesnei, the Gemara's kasha is that if kasha means kasha, then gadol probably also means kasha. So how could you tell me davar gadol means dvarav shel gadol from kasha? I know that it probably means the shveru shailas. So the Gemara says, hudamer ki aitana, the tana of our Mishnah is going to hold like a different tana, a tana of a different brisa, who actually learned that davar gadol and davar kasha don't mean the same thing; they mean different things. What's the second brisa? Davar gadol, dvarav shel gadol. Atam dvarav shel gadol. Oy einoy elo davar kasha. Maybe it means davar kasha. Shoy me davar kasha. Harei davar kasha. There's another pasuk that already says davar kasha. Amani mekayim davar gadol. I need two pesukim to tell me kasha. Doesn't make any sense. Must be dvarav shel gadol. Must be dvarav shel gadol. So you're right. There is a brisa that says that gadol means kasha, and how do I know Gadol means kasha? Because it says Gadol, it says kasha, probably mean the same thing. But there's another braisa that says Gadol lehedya means dvar shel gadol, lehedya doesn't mean kasha. Why? Because if it says kasha, why would it have to say it twice? So must be Gadol's one thing and kasha is another thing. Faith the Gemara, v'hai tana trei kroi lomadi. Okay, here's the obvious question. If Gadol and kasha both mean the same thing, they both mean kasha, so why would the Torah have to tell it to me two times? Because if you look at the context of the Pesuk, the first time Yisrael is commanding Moshe, he's giving him advice, he's telling what I think he should do. And then the second Pasuk talks about the execution. So it's two different parts of the narrative. One is what you should do, there it says it once, and one is the execution, where it says it once as well. Says the V'idach, okay, the other mandamar that said that Gadol and Kasha are probably two different things, because why would you have to repeat it twice? You're not repeating it twice. One is in the Tzava, and the other one is in the Asiyah. Right, it'd be like saying that we repeat it in Parshas Vayakal Pikudei, everything that it says in Trumat Tzava. One is the Tzava, one is the Asiyah. So, what do you mean? They probably mean the same thing. Why is it repeated? Because one's the tzava, one's the asir. The Gemara says, no, there's still a dictus. We should have been consistent and repeated the same word. You want to repeat the pasuk verbatim? Makes perfect sense. Oh, but my gadol or my kasha, why are you switching from gadol to kasha? Mami no tarti, this is the raya, that it must be two different things. Bottom line, v'loya sakayim gadol el al pi bezin shol ayin aleph. What's the makar? Because it says in the Torah, davar gadol, Kol hadavar hagadol yaviu eilecha. And what does davar gadol mean? It means dvarav shel gadol. It's just kedai to see Rashi, Dibra Maskel, dvarav shel gadol. Rashi says it means dinoy shel bal srara, kigoy nasi v'koyin gadol. Meaning, if the makar to loy es hakoyin gadol, el al pi bezin shel shivin ve'echad is davar gadol, then zok Rashi is lav dafka the koyin gadol. Any person that's a gadol. In fact, dinoy shel bal srara. What's a bal srara? Rashi says kigoy nasi v'koyin gadol. It sounds like, by the way, it could be there's more than that. Rashi doesn't say nasi v'koyin gadol. It's a beispiel nasi v'koyin gadol. It could be there's others. Now, what's the makar to Rashi, the Gemara on the top of the Amud, when Rav Masna said in donin es hashevet al pi bezin shal ayin alef, it was referring to the nasi of the shevet, and the Gemara brought this makar kol adavar agadol yaviu eilecha dvarav shal gadol. So Rashi has a makar in the Gemara, but when it says koyin gadol is lav dafki. And just to be clear, even though there was a machlokes on Moiron, when we say loyas hashevet, doesn't mean the nasi, does it not mean the nasi? Everyone agrees the nasi of the shevet is going to be al pi bezin shel ayin alef. Does zok Rashi koyin gadol is lav dafki? This Rashi is important because it's pshat in the Mishnah. It's lav dafki the koyin gadol. Any person that's a bal srara is going to be included in this halacha. Zok the Gemara by Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar had a shayla shayrish of koyin gadol b'kamo. Let's see the shor of the koyin gadol shtois. So this is like worlds colliding. The koyin gadol had a shor and the shor shtois, and right now it's a shor aniskol, and you're going to have to kill it. How many dayanim do you have to have? What's the shayla? Fest the shayla. The Mishnah said that the shor aniskol is b'chof gimel. Why? Because it says, Kemisas ha-bailam kach misa shor. So what's the chakira? Lemisas bailam di damit aminale. Do we compare the shor to the misa of its bailam? Its bailam is the Kohen Gadol, which means it's al-pi ayin aleph. So maybe the shor and niska of the Kohen Gadol is also going to be al-pi ayin aleph. Oy duma lemisas bailam da amamid aminale. Not to his bailam, but it means to the general bailam. Most people are not Kohen Gadol. Most people are not the Nasi. Most people are not Balei Srora, right? So it's for that reason, probably, even the shor of the Kohen Gadol is going to be b'chav gimel. Amar Abaye, Abaye heard Rabbi Elazar Shaila. And he made a comment. He made an observation. He said, from the fact that Rabbi Elazar is clearing what's the din of the shor, mechlal, the mamayin of pshitalei. It sounds like, if it was a question of, let's say, the dine mominus of a Kohen Gadol, for sure it wouldn't require a bezin shel nayin aleph. Meaning, Abaye said, when I learned the Mishnah that said, "Ein donas a kohen gadol el pi bezin shel ayin aleph," I thought maybe it means everything. Maybe everything. For Rabbi Elazar, you see, not that way. For Rabbi Elazar, you see, it's only the misa of the kohen gadol. And that's why he's clarifying, what about the shor? Because the misa bailim, is it its bailim or is it bailim da alma? But if you're going to tell me that everything of the Kohen Gadol is Alpi Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, well, then the Shor of the Kohen Gadol is certainly included in everything of the Kohen Gadol, and it would even be a Shaila. So Abaye said, "Midakam Yiboyle Shoyroi, Michal de Mawain Pshita." Says the Mar Pshita, of course. Abaye, what, you think not that way? Abaye, this is like coming as news to you? The Mar says, yeah, it is coming as news to me. Because Maldotem, I would have thought, hell, because of Kol Hadavra Gadol, Kol Dvar Shel Gadol. And now it sounds like everything. Kamash Malad, can you see from Rabbi Elazar not that way? That even though it says Kol Hadavar HaGadol, and you could add a Hava mean, a Kol Hadavar HaGadol means everything, and if it's everything, it means even the Dinei Mamanis, from Rabbi Elazar, Shailov, Shairish Al Kohen Gadol, it's Mavur that he held that that's not the way it is. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ein Moitzin L'Molchemes HaRishus, LLP Bezdin shall shivim ve'echad. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. What's the makar to this idea that in order for Bezdin to go to a Melchemes Rishos, they needed to consult first with the Sanhedrin Agadol? Amar Abavo, the Amak Rabavo said it's learned out from the following pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. The context is when Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha. Right, we know what smicha is now. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha to Yeshua Ben Nun, and the pasuk talks about all different things that Yeshua Ben Nun is going to be able to do, and one of the things it says is as follows: Elazar HaKohen Yamid. Yeshua Ben Nun is going to stand in front of Elazar HaKohen. He's the Kohen Gadol. V'sha'aloi b'mishpat ha'urim l'fnei Hashem. And Elazar, the Kohen Gadol, is going to ask questions of the Urim, as in the Urim and Tumim. Al-piv yetzu, v'al-piv yavayu. And based on what's going to come from that Shaila, yetzu v'yavayu, Rashi and Chumash says, l'molchama, clearly based on our Gemara, who v'chol b'nei Yisrael ite v'cholate. Who is referring to Yeshua ben Nun? Gans Klal Yisrael with him, and V'chol Eda, which we'll see the Gemara is going to say is referring to the Sanhedrin. But either this is like a little bit of a cryptic pasuk that is talking about the leadership of Yeshua ben Nun. So it says the Gemara, Omer Abavo, you want another makar? Ein Moitzin L'Mechamas Rishos LLP Bezin Shanayin Aleph. It's learned from that pasuk. Again, it says V'lfnei Elazar HaKohen Yamoid V'goimer. We just read the V'goimer. Who? When it says the word who is a melech, it's referring to Yeshua ben Nun, who was a melech. V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy ze Meshuach Melcham. That's referring to the Meshuach Melcham. V'chol ha'eda, when it says that, ze Sanhedrin, it's referring to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you see that they had to be present when Alpiv Yetzv, Alpiv Yovay, which was referring to Melchemes Rishos, Austin, you see that the Sanhedrin, that's what we need, had to be part of the equation when it comes to Melchemes Rishos. Faith the Gemara, if that's the case, Elo, V'dumo, with Sanhedrin, who the Kamalu Rachmana the Lishailu Burim Vatumim. I have another way you can read this pasuk. Who said that when the pasuk mentions the Sanhedrin and mentions Yeshua ben Nun and it mentions the Kohen Gadol and Urim Vatumim? I'm not sure that the halacha that you're supposed to extrapolate from this pasuk is who needed to sign off on a Melchemes Rishos. Maybe what this pasuk is coming to teach is who was able to ask of the Urim Vatumim. Meaning, you couldn't just indiscriminately ask the Urim Vatumim. Someone has a shailim business, so let's go ask the Urim Vatumim. Didn't work that way. The question being asked had to be of some public importance in order for it to be posed. So the Gemara's question is that maybe the mention of the Sanhedrin in this pasuk is more from the standpoint that if you want to ask a question of the Urim V'Tumim, it has to be a question that the Sanhedrin has. Like a local bezdin is not sure, you can't run to the Urim V'Tumim. If the Supreme Court is unsure, okay, so then they can go to the Urim V'Tumim. But maybe the mention of Sanhedrin is not because Sanhedrin is necessary for Melchemes Rishos. Maybe it's necessary for the other reason. And by the way, there is a Mefurish Gemara Masechtas Yuma, but the Gemara Gemara talks about when you're allowed to ask from the Urim V'Tumim, where the Gemara goes through the checklist, and the Gemara bases the checklist on this pasuk. So this V'Dilma is not just like some interesting Havamina. We find Chazal already used this pasuk as the Makar for when you're allowed to ask from the Urim V'Tumim. Again, there's two things happening in this pasuk. There's Mechemes Rishos happening, and there's asking the Urim V'Tumim that's happening. There's also a shout out to the Sanhedrin. The Gemara assumes, Amar Rav Avo, that the Sanhedrin I'm being mentioned because you need the Sanhedrin to be consulted to go to Mochama. Maybe the reason the Sanhedrin I mentioned is because we're talking about asking the Urim V'Tumim, and we want you to know that when you ask the Urim V'Tumim, it has to be a Zayinian such, not only the Sanhedrin, but such as the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, you're right. This then can't be the unequivocal makar to the fact that you can't go to Mochama's Rishos El Alpi Bezin. Elo Kihodo Amar Rav Achar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chassid. This next Gemara that we're about to learn is a classic, and it's less famous for Sanhedrin Daf Tes Zayin. It's more famous for Brachas Daf Gimel. So we're going to learn now a Festa excerpt from the second Daf in Shas. The Gemara says like this: Kino Hayu Tolim Ayim Tosh Shel David. David HaMelech, when he would go to sleep, he had a harp that was hanging lemailam and me tossing on top of his bed. As soon as it became chatzois, ruach tzefaynis menasheves by, a northern wind would come and it would blow into the kinar. And it would blow the harp strings and it would cause the harp strings to start playing beautiful music. Miyad, as soon as David HaMelech heard this music, he would get up and he would learn Torah until the morning. As soon as morning came, the Chachmi Yisrael would come to him. They would say, Adineinu Melech, Amchi Yisrael Tzrichin Leparnasa. Every single day, this is how David HaMelech's day started. Amchi Yisrael Tzrichin Leparnasa. Amal Hemsi told him, you need Parnasa? L'chuvah Hisparnas Uzemizeh. So he says, what do you want from me? Go. Klai Yisrael Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim. Give tzedakah. Right, let the Aniyim go to the Ashirim. And like this, they'll have Amr Loi say, they would tell David HaMelech, in HaKoymetz Masbiya Esuari. It's not possible, because the amount of money that we can get from the Ashirim is a koymet. It's a brekel. And the amount of people that need it is the equivalent of the Ari. And Eina Koimetz Masbios Ari. The Eina Bar Mismala Michul Yosoi. And not just that, he says, really what you're doing is, you're taking money out of one pocket, you're putting it in the other pocket. Right, imagine you're trying to fill up a bar. You have this deep ditch, you go to the bottom of the ditch, you take out a little bit of dirt and you put it back in. You can do it all day long, you're not going to fill the bar. Eina Bar Mismala Michul Yosoi. See, you waste, it's not going to work. Amalemsi told him, no, if it's not going to work, then Plan B. What's Plan B? L'chu pishti yideichem b'gdod. That means we need more money, and we have to bring in outside sources of capital. Let's go fight a war. Let's go fight a Mechemes Rishos, and like this, we'll have money. Miyad immediately. Yoyetz and Achitoyf. We can't just go to war. So what would they do before they went to war? They would be Yoyetz by Achitoyf. They would take counsel from him. Vimlim loch in the Sanhedrin. This is the punchline, right? If you look at the last Rashi on the Yom, Noitim Rishos Mehem V'Ainu Masnisen. This is the punchline, right? We could stop here technically. Vinim Lachem Besanhedrin V'Shalim V'Tumim. They would ask Urim V'Tumim. Amar Rav Yitzchak Yosi said, Michael, what's the makar to this? Truth, we need this also because Minani Mili, right? We're looking for a makar. We can't really stop there. We need a pasuk. It's learned out from the following pasuk, and this pasuk is in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perichov Zayin Pasuk Lamed Dalet. It says, Va'achri Achi Toifel B'Neyo Ben Yehoyada Va'Aviyasa V'Sar Tziva LeMelech Yoyav. That is the pasuk. Now, just to give it away a little bit, because it's a dot confusing, the end of this pasuk, v'sar tzva l'melech Yoyav, is the makar that we're talking about Melchemes Rishos here. Because we give a shout out to Yoyav, who's the chief of staff of the Jewish army. V'sar tzva l'melech Yoyav. So this pasuk is describing the process of how Melchemes Rishos happens. What's the process? V'achri achi toifel, b'neyo ben Yehoyada, Ve'ev Yosser. Okay, Achitoyfel ze Yoyetz. Achitoyfel was the Yoyetz. V'cheinuayim, the pasuk says, V'atzas Achitoyfel asheyarts. B'niyo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. It's referring to the Sanhedrin. Why? So tap Rashi, chayim muflish ha-bebesen. He was like the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. So it's a reference to the Sanhedrin. And Avi Yosser, he was a Kohen Gadol. Thus, Elu Urim V'tumim. It's referring to the Urim V'tumim. So what the pasuk is saying is that before the Sar Tzval Melech Yoyav, first Yoyetz and Achitoyfel, then they were being nimlich by the Sanhedrin. That's B'niyo ben Yada. And then afterwards they will be showing up the Urim V'Tumim. That's Av Yosner, who's the Kohen Gadol. The Chein Hu Oimer. What's the Chein Hu Oimer? Like, we're bringing another pasuk over here. This is part of the confusing part of this. The Chein Hu Oimer, so Rashi says, is that we're bringing another pasuk to show the Seid HaDvarim. That first they were nimlich by the Sanhedrin, and then they were showing up by the Urim V'Tumim. It says, B'no Yo Ben Yehoyada, Alakresi v'alaplesi. So Beno Ben Yoyado, we just said, he is the Mufla Shebebezin, he's the Sanhedrin. Alakresi v'alaplesi is the Urim V'tumim. Now, why would the Urim V'tumim call the Kresi u'plesi? V'lam Nikshon Kresi u'plesi. Kresi shekarsin devrayim, because the words were measured. U'plesi shemufla in maseim, because all the neflois, they came about it. But either way, here's the punchline that we spoke at earlier. V'yachakach, after all this, meaning after Achi Toifel, after Beno Ben Yoyado, and after of Yosef, what's the end of the pasuk? Sar Tzva LeMelech Yoyev. Oh, so you see that before they went to Machemes Rishos, this is what they did. Either way, what is the Makar? That you had to be Nimlach by the Sanhedrin in order to fight on Machemes Rishos. First, we thought that maybe it's the pasuk that mentions the Sanhedrin, the Eda in Parshas Pinchas, talking about Al Piv Yetzu, Al Piv Yovoyu regarding Yeshua and Benun fighting Machemes Rishos. But the Gemara says could be, but also could be not, because maybe that pasuk is mentioning the Sanhedrin as in the Sanhedrin are qualified to ask a shiloh of the Urim V'Tumim. Okay, so what's the inami? What would be the other possibility of what the makar would be? It's this passing in Divrei Hayom. V'achri achi toifel b'nei Yoyo ben Yoyado v'Yosef v'sfar tzvah l'melech Yoyev. It's talking about fighting Melchemes Rishos. It mentions b'nei Yoyo ben Yoyado. He is the Sanhedrin. Why would refer to the Sanhedrin as b'nei Yoyo ben Yoyado shehoyim muflish abebezin? And if that's the case, you see from here, they were nimlach by the Sanhedrin. Just as one postscript to all this, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Rav Ata. V'amilo Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi. Mikro. Mikro what? What's the makar? That kinar hayotaloi al mitasei shal David umakitzei le David mishnasei. L'shayni hazav shal Rashi. What's the makar to that? It's learned from a pasuk. Ura kvoidi. Awaken my soul. Ura hanevel v'chinar o iru shachar. So you see clearly that what awoke David HaMelech, it was the navel and the kinar that awoke David HaMelech. Now as it relates to raid, on this Gemara, again, this is one of the famous Gemaras in Shas, Brachas Daf Gimel. We've spoken about it over the years. One of the things we spoke about was the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that tells the rest of the story of this Kinar. Like, where did this Kinar come from? These were the Gidin of Eloi Shal Yitzchak. It's in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said, Oysaya Ayol lo yotzu mimenu dover levatolo. The Efer of the Ayol is the foundation of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Gidim of the Ayol, he masorah keneged asorah nevolim shal kino shal yodavin menag. Behem. The Ur of the Isle was the Ezer Must of Shalayo Anavi. The horns of the Isle, one of them is the Shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew Kavi Yochel at Har Sinai, and the other is the Shofar Gadol that we're going to be Zoicha to one day. That's one of the things that we spoke about. Another thing is we mentioned once from the Hafla, who says, Adavra Nifla Adam Laiv, and this is one of the Yesoidas that the Hafla chazes over and over and over. He says, he doesn't understand. It sounds like from this Gemara that this would repeat itself every day. Right? Every day David HaMelech wakes up, and he says, L'chuv is Parnasu. Right? Amchi Yisrael Tzichin L'Parnasu. Right? What is a man of Yisrael busy with giving Yidin Parnasa. Amchi Yisrael tzrichim Parnasa. He says, no, you need Parnasa. The chuvis parnus them. He says, Amalei, they would tell him, Eina koimis maspia sari, the Eina bar mismala mechulyasai. So, freak the hafla in all his svarim. It's in the hafla in Ksuba Samich Zayin, and it's in Panam Yafas in a bunch of places. I understand. He says, David HaMelech didn't know that. And like every day you're repeating it, like what, this sounds like a chuk of a tlula. He didn't know. With David HaMelech, with all his chachman and his ruach HaKodesh, he's the Avi HaBalei Ruach HaKodesh, like that Rizal was Megalitas. So if that's the case, I don't understand. How did he not know that? What was his Havamina? L'chuvis Parnas. Right, they show him spreadsheets and say, no, sorry, King David, this is not going to work. David HaMelech doesn't know. So the Afla said, the Dover Nifla. The Afla said, the Chazal said, that Iyoiv, when he would give someone staka, he would give a little bit, and the Araman, when he would receive it, whatever little bit he got, the kima that he got, it was misbarich b'toif meyav. He got tremendous bracha from it. And the reason is because if somebody gives staka b'ayin yofa, this bracha, you could be oichel kima, and it could be misbarich b'meyav, you could get a tremendous amount of bracha. David HaMelech knew that there's not enough money to go around. He knew that. He did the math. He had all the cheshbonos. But he said, if you give tztaka b'ayin yofa, it's going to bring bracha. Ki b'glal ha'davar hazeh yivarecha Hashem alekecha. But you know what they told him? They told him, ein ha'koymitz masbiyas ari. He said, klai Yisrael, they're giving tztaka, but they're giving it become tzonos. They have klay na'asogos. And if you're giving it become tzonos, ein ha'koymitz masbiyas ari. You're right, if they would give b'ayin yofa, it wouldn't be a problem. And this is the hafla where he says that if a yid gives tztaka b'ayin yofa, you can give a little bit, and you have no idea, the person thinks, how much tzedakah can I give? So he writes a small check. Your small check, if you give it by Ayin Yafa, you have no idea what it can be poiled. There's a bechina that really a little bit can feed the lion. You just have to make sure it's not a koimetz. You have to make sure that you're doing it by Ayin Yafa. But that's the yisoy that you take out. Ain't a koimetz masbiyas ari. But a little bit by Ayin Yafa could be masbiyas ari. Dvarim neflam, Ayin Be-related raid bites. We have another 2/3 of an amid and read to get to Zok, the Gemara Vaita. It's said in the Mishnah, the Imay Sif and Alo Ir. Another one of the things that required the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph was if you want to be Moisef on the ear and on the Azores. So if you're going to ever make an extension on the city of Yerushalayim or on the Azara, it required the Bezdin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Says the Gemara, what's the Makartin? Some Rav Simi Bachiyah, a Makra. It's learned from the following Pasuk. It says, Kechol Asher Ani Mara Oischa, Estavnes HaMishkan, Ve'estavnes Kol Kelov, Ve'kein Tasu. And from the words V'chein Tasu, we learn L'doyrois Haboin, that this is the way it had to be, L'doyrois Haboin. And just like the original Mishkan, when it was made how? It was made Al Yidei Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. So Krashi, we was the Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph when they made the Mishkan L'chatchila Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was B'makom Ayin Aleph. So to L'doyrois, it has to be the same. Masav Rav, Rav asked the Kasha, Kol HaKim L'shasa Moshe M'shichasa M'kadash Ton. All the Kim the Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Meshicha gave it its Kedusha. M'kam Ve'elach Avoidosim. So in order for a keli to have kedusha, you have to do something. So Moshe Rabbeinu's kelim got kedusha al yedei the meshicha, smearing it and anointing it with the Shemen HaMishcha. I mean, mikam ve'elach, after Moshe Rabbeinu's sighting, the way it would get kedusha was not al yedei Shemen HaMishcha. Al you do the avodah, right? You do the avodah, and that in and of itself gives it a kedusha. How could it be? How could it be that the way Moshe Rabbeinu's kelim get kedusha is different than the way it's going to be l'dayros? Name of v'chein tassel l'dayros. What happened to this drasha? If there's a din v'chein tassel l'dayros, it means it always has to be done the same way. So Moshe Shani Yosem over there, it's different. Amar Kokos, the pasuk says vayimoshchem, vayimshachem. And we learn from there, it's a special meat. You're right, it says v'chein tasu, but it's not a special meat. It says in the pasuk, v'ayim shachim, oisam, and it's from the word oisam that we learn, oisam b'meshich v'loy l'dayres b'meshich. Maybe oisam b'meshich, u'l'dayres I b'meshich I b'avoyda. Maybe you're right. You see from oisam that it can't be the same. Can't be v'chein tasu l'dayres mamash. Okay, but maybe the gedad varim is that Moshe Rabbeinu did it b'meshich, and maybe l'dayres you have two choices. If you want, you could do it b'meshich, or if you want, you could do it al yedei avoyda. Maybe l'dayres you have two choices. Amar Papa, Amar Kol, there's another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Asher yishorsu bam b'kodesh, hakosav talim b'shir. And this is talking about L'dayrus. Rashi says, how do you know it's talking about L'dayrus? Because Yesharsu is Lehavah Mashma. So it's talking about L'dayrus. So L'dayrus, it has to be done Mashiach. So you can't tell me L'dayrus, it's Oy B'Mashicha, Oy B'Avoida, because it for sure has to be B'Avoida. Fake the Gemara, if that's the case, Elo Oysam Lam, is what I need Oysam for. Meaning, I know Vayim Shachem, as it relates to Moshe, I know actually Yesharsu Bam, it has to be Al-Day Shiras L'dayrus, so why do we need Oysam? Of course, the Gemara says, just if you hold the Cheshman, eat Lav Oysam, had it not had Oysam, have a mean, I would have thought, L'dayrus B'Mashicha U'Bavoida. I would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashiach. L'dayrus, you have to have Avoida, but maybe V'chein Tassel L'dayrus tells me you also have to have Mashiach. In other words, V'chein Tassel will tell me you have to have Mashiach, and Asher Yesharsu is going to tell me you have to have Avoida. So I would think you need both. Meaning, Doksev V'chein Tassel, Kosev Rachmana, Oysam. So that's why the Torah wrote the word Oysam, Oysam and Mashiach, V'loy L'dayrus and Mashiach. Again, Oysam can't be telling me not. It's Meshicha, it can't be telling me other, because I know for sure you have to have Avoida. And it also tells me that it can't be the same as it was by Moshe. So that's how I know that Moshe Rabbeinu was B'Meshicha, and L'Doyres, it was going to be B'Avoida. V'ein Oysin Sanhedrios V'chulu. As it relates to making the Sanhedrin, that too, the Mishnah said, had to be done al yidei bezin shal ayin alef. Says in Roman Nalon, what's the Makari Oysin Sanhedrios? LLP bezin shal ayin alef. Kedash kecham b'moisha. You know, you know it. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Oiki Sanhedrios. Moshe Rabbeinu established Sanhedrios. Moshe, for like the fifth time already, b'makim shiv v'chad goy. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makim 71. And if Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makim 71, that's how you know that if you can ever establish a small Sanhedrin, it has to be like Moshe. Moshe established a small Sanhedrin. He's 71. You need the Sanhedrin Agadol in order to establish the small Sanhedrins. Tanu Rabban. So the Gemara now is going to darshan a pasuk that talks about Bezdin and Sanhedrin, a pasuk we're all familiar with. Shoiftim v'shoitrin titan l'cha b'chol sh'arecha, asher Hashem alakecha noisa l'cha l'shvatecha, v'shoftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. Zok the Gemara, shoiftim Tanu Rabbanon. Minayin Shemabidin Shoyftin L'Yisrael. How do you know that there's an obligation to be Maimid Shoyftin L'Yisrael? Tam Olim, it says in the Pasuk, Shoyftin Titin. By the way, the Rambam, we spoke at this Rambam on the first daf. When he introduces Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says there's a mitzvah's Essa. Now we said there's 30 mitzvahs, Essa and Alavin combined. But the Ikr mitzvahs I say to be Maimid Shoyftin, learned that from this Pasuk. It's a Mefurish of Raisa. Minayin Shemabidin Shoyftin L'Yisrael. Tam Olim, Shoyftin Titin. Shoyftin L'Yisrael. How do you know that we're Maimid Shoyftin? Right, they're the ones that have the sticks. Talmud loy mas shoytrin titin. Shoyftin l'chol sheva sheminayin. How do you know that every sheva gets its own shoyfet? Talmud loy mas shoyftin l'shvatecha. It says l'shvatecha. Shoyftin l'chol sheva sheminayin. How do you know that each sheva gets its own shoyfet? Talmud loy mas shoytrin l'shvatecha. Shoyftin l'chol irvir minayin. How do you know that every sinny gets a shoyfet? Talmud loy mas shoyftin l'sharecha. Shoytrin l'chol irvir minayin. Talmud loy mas shoytrin l'sharecha. So l'shvatecha means every sheva and l'sharecha means every city. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Yehuda says, Echam emuna al kulon of all these chevra, all these shoyftin v'shoyftin, there's one person who's in charge, like one CEO. Shenemar titein l'chol, which is a lashon yachid. So it sounds like there's one person who's appointing all these other chaver. Pshim gam liyaloymer l'shvatecha v'shaftu. Right, the juxtaposition. Shoyftin v'shoytin titein l'chol b'chol b'sharech. Hashem Hashem l'kech noitzel l'chol l'shvatecha v'shaftu. L'shvatecha v'shaftu. From those smichas we learn mitzvah b'shevet ladenes shiftai, a special halacha. Meaning there's so many different small Sanhedrin. So in theory, if you're having a fight with someone in shevet zvulin, maybe I can go to a Bezdin and Shevet God, the answer is, right, there's like local jurisdiction. So if you belong to a certain Shevet, there's a mitzvah l'chatchila for you to be judged by that Shevet. Ein oisin ir hanidachas. Ir hanidachas also requires a Bezdin shem ayin alef. Menon emili, this we know from Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Akro, Voitzeis os isha hu, oyeso isha ahi, ish vi isha atamoitzi l'sharecha, vi atamoitzi kol ir kulo l'sharecha, right? Dafkin ish vi isha goes to the local Bezdin of 23. But as it relates to the Ir Anidachas, an entire city, Kolo Ir Kula, Ramosh Zev Mezuzah, that already would require the Bezdin Shal Ayin Alf. So the Mishnah mentioned Ir Anidachas, and then the Mishnah digressed a little bit, told us some of the halachas related to the Ir Anidachas. The Mishnah said that as it relates to the Ir Anidachas, number one, Ein Oisin Ir Anidachas Besfar. You can't make the Ir Anidachas on a border. Like if you have a city that borders the Ein Yehudim, you can't make Ir Anidachas there. Additionally, Veloy Shalosh, you can't make three Ir Anidachases. Aveloys and Achas Shnayim, but if you want to make one or two, that already is going to be okay. So, my time. What's the makar that Ein Oisin Ir Anidachas Besfar? Because it says Mikir Becha, and we learn from there, Amar Achmad of Leiman Asfar. So the ear would have to be Mikir Becha. It would have to be from the middle of the city. Right? The Pasuk says, Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Bliyal Mikir Becha. From the midst of the city. But if it's on the Grenitz, then already you can't do it. Veloy Shalish. Additionally, you can have three cities that are Ir Anidachases. How do you know that? Dechsiv? Because it says in the Pasuk, Achas. Now the Pasuk, we need this Pasuk for the next Gemara, is Ki Sishma Ba'achas Orecha Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisen L'chol Osheves Shom Lemar. But it says Ki Sishma Ba'achas. So from the fact that it says Achas, from there I know that you can't have three. Okay, aval oisin achas oishtayim. But if you want one or two, that you could have. And the makar today is dechsiv arech. Meaning, at first glance, the Gemara is going to bring a price that's going to speak this out. Bok tzeina, and that is if it says achas. So achas is not just memayit three. Achas is memayit two as well, right? That's easy math. One as opposed to what? Three? No, as opposed to two and three and four and five, right? No, but it says arecha. So it says kisishma ba'achas arecha. So arecha is already marba two because that's a lashon rabim. So what then is achas coming to tell me? Not two, because arech is marba two. Obviously, it's coming to tell me not three. And the Gemara brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, achas v'lo shalosh. One and not three. Atoy me achas v'lo shalosh. Ene achas v'lo shtayim. Kshoymer. When it says arecho hare shtayim omer, we already marba two. Hamani mekayim achas. It must be achas v'lo shalosh. Klar. Zimnin omer Rav. Sometimes when Rav would say over this halacha, he would say the following: Bebezin echad hude in oisin. In one bez, meaning one court, can't paskin three ir anidachases. Habeshnayim v'shloish abatei dinin oisin. But if you have multiple batei dinim, right? Each bezin has a din of one or two. But if you have multiple batei dinim, then it's fine. V'zimnin on Rav. But sometimes Rav would flip flop. He would say, no, afilu b'shnayim v'shloish abatei dinim. You can never make more than two. My time of the Rav. What would be pshat in the second Rav? I mean, the first Rav, I hear it's a limit per bezin. You have your quota. But why would it be completely not okay? Mishum karcha, because we don't want to make a bald spot, right? We don't want to have this empty place inside a Klal Yisrael. It's not good to just start wiping out cities, because that gives room for the enemy to attack. So mishum karcha, doesn't matter how many bati dinim there are, this is something that is not going to be okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Lo Ishanu, Ela b'makam echad. When we say that you can't make an Eren Nidachas, three, it's in one region. But in two or three regions, it's okay. Rashi, right? Mokamecha doesn't mean one zip code. It means one region, the northern part, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So b'mokamecha, you can't have two or three. But if it's in two or three regions, yeah, you make as many as you need. Rabbi Yochanan says, ein oisin, no. That even in multiple regions, you can't. And again, the reason is, mishum karcha. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, arayat Rabbi Yochanan, ein oisin shalosh, ayyarois, minudachis, Eretz Yisrael. You can't make three iran idachas in Eretz Yisrael. Aval oisin, oisim shtayim. But you can make two, and here's the punchline, kigoyin achas bi Yehuda, v'achas bi Galil. Meaning, the two that you're allowed to make would have to be in two regions. Aval shtayim bi Yehuda, v'shtayim bi Galil. But even two, which the Mishnah says you could make, you wouldn't be able to make in the same region. And as it relates to on a border city, even one wouldn't be okay. My time, what's the reason? Because we're afraid the Nachrim are going to hear and they're going to take this as an opportunity to attack. The reason you can't make besvar is because the Nachrim are going to come. The Gemara earlier brought a pasuk, it says, you're right, The reason is Mikir Becha. It is 100% right. Who's the time and price? It's Reb Shimon, the daughter's time of the Kro. And what we're telling us is it's just the time of the Kro. But the bottom is there is the Svar of Karcha, and what emerges is two halachas from Karcha. If you're sensitive to not having parts of Eretz Yisrael be completely barren, so there's two halachas that would come out as it relates to Eren Nidachas. Number one, when we say you can't have three Eren Nidachas, it means even multiple Batei Dinim. Additionally, when we say you can't have three, it would mean even in multiple regions. If, however, you're not sensitive to this idea of Karcha, then when we say you can't do three, it could be it's one Bezdin that can't do three, but if it's multiple Batei Dinim, fine. Additionally, when we say you can't have three, maybe it's in one region you can't have three. Multiple regions, yeah. Rav seemed to have gone back and forth. Zimnin Amar Rav Azoy. He was a little bit unsure about the Svar of Karcha. It was also Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and the mark came out Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan, which means that we are sensitive to this topic of Karcha. Either way, we can come up for breath, exhale. So just a little bit of rage in no particular order. So the Mishnah said that one of the things that requires the Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph is Ein Moisif and al ho'ir valo azores. That if you want to be moisif on the ear, and if you want to be moisif on the azores, it requires a bezdin shal ayin aleph. The truth is, the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, daf yud dalon amad aleph, says, ein moisif and al ho'ir valo azores, elo ben melech, v'novi, v'koyim gadol, v'urim betumim, u'b'shtei toidois, u'b'shir, meaning, our Mishnah said that if you wanted to be Moisif on the Iron Dazorois, you need the Bezim Shanayim Aleph. And it sounds like that would be enough. From Shavuos Yudalid, we know that that's not enough. You would actually need more than that. Now, why did our Mishnah not mention all those things? Because Loy Alze Anudan. And our Mishnah is discussing the amount of members that the Bezdin has to be comprised of. We're learning Sanhedrin. So you want to know, in terms of the size of the Sanhedrin, it has to be made up of 71 members. But the emes is that there were other Tanoim as well. In addition to the Bezdin, Shal Ayin Aleph, you also had to have a Melech, you had to have the Navi, you had to have the Kohen Gadol, and you had to have the Urim V'Tumim. Toisvus in Masechta Shavuos, in that sugya, the Toisvus is on Daf Tez Vav Amid Aleph, Dibra Maskel V'Chein Tassu L'Dayus, asks Akasha, and that is that if you're telling me Ein Moisif in Alo Irval Azorois LLP, that whole Rishima says, I don't understand. When Aharon HaKoyen built the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, when Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur of Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amid Aleph fame built the Mishkan, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim yet. The Urim V'Tumim doesn't come until later. At that point, they didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. First, they built the Mishkan. So if that's the case, how could you tell me that you have to have the Urim V'Tumim in order to build a Mishkan? L'chayre, the initial Mishkan didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. And just to explain this a little bit better. We saw an argument right here. What's the Makar? It's learned out because by the Hakamas HaMishkan it says V'chein Tasu, and Chazal Darsh V'chein Tasu L'Doyres. So whatever was has to be. There was Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph because Moshe B'Mokim Ayin Aleph Koy, so that's why the Doyres here always have to have it. So if that's the case, that's the Makar. You have to have a Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. You have to have a Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. You have to have a Kohen Gadol. Aaron's the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was also the Kohen Gadol. L'chatchila, design Yemei Miluim. Oh, but the Urim V'Tumim, there was no Urim V'Tumim yet. So if there was no Urim V'Tumim, Freik Toisvas Akasha, I don't understand how it could be that L'Doiris, you have to have the Urim V'Tumim. This whole Rishima is predicated on the Chen Tassel L'Doiris, and I don't believe that in the Mishkan there was an Urim V'Tumim yet. So how would this be Nageya? So Rameir Simcha, in a classic Meshachachma, in Parshas Truma, says a beautiful Teretz Taisus Kash, and that is, Be'emes, if you think about it, why was it necessary to have the Navi and the Urim V'Tumim? What was the purpose of the Navi? L'chayra, make sure you're getting it right. What's the purpose of the Urim V'Tumim? L'chayra, make sure you're getting it right. So, fake Rameh Simcha, what are you both for? What do you need the Navi and the Urim V'Tumim? The truth is, Rameh Simcha says, you know, asks this Kasha, the Yerushalmi asks Kasha. It's in Masechta Sanhedrin, it's an Arsugi right here. Perek Aleph, Masechta Sanhedrin, Alocha Gimel. Amar Rab Zera, Toni Taman. There's a braisa that they say over in Bavel, right? Reb Zera was in Eretz Yisrael, Bavel Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Zera says there's a braisa where they say, Navi Yeshkan, Urim V'Tumim, Lama Anitzarech. They never understood this halacha. Because if you have a Navi, why would you need Urim V'Tumim? Ashkachtani, but then he said, then there was another braisa that I also found that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Tzarech Urim V'Tumim. But the braisa that Reb Zera was verkaufing in Eretz Yisrael that he knew from Bavel already asked this kasha. If you have the Navi, was taf min hab in the Urim V'Tumim? So Meir Simcha said, Dover Nifka, the Ruyin Hadvarim L'mishamah. He said, maybe the pshad is based on the Gemara Masechtas Yuma that find Gimel Amidbeis. The Gemara over there talks about the greatness of the Urim V'Tumim. That's the sugya of Urim V'Tumim. Yuma Dafayin Gimel. Says the Gemara, even though a Navi, when he says a Navua, it's possible that that Navua would be Chazeres, or be Gzeres Urim V'Tumim Eino Chazeres. But if the Urim V'Tumim said something's going to happen, it always happened. Shenemar, because it says B'Mishpat Urim, and the Urim V'Tumim, when it says something, it's a Mishpat, it's like a Psak, it's a Gmardin. And once Bezdin Paskins, they Paskin, it's too late, you can't unwind it. So the Urim V'Tumim, what it said was a Mishpat. Says Ramei Simcha, it's Yitochen. It's Yitachin. That the reason there was a Navi and an Urim V'Tumim was because at the end of the day, the Navuah of the Navi is not ironclad. A Navi could say a Navuah sometimes, and Lav Dafka, 100% it's going to play itself out. It's for that reason, benoisif to the Navi, you want to have the Urim V'Tumim, because the Urim V'Tumim, Gzeiras Urim V'Tumim, Ene Chazeres, Shenemar B'Mishpat Urim. So the Milo, the reason to have the Urim V'Tumim, benoisif to the fact that you already have the Navi, is because the Navi, it's lav dafka. You need nevuah. I mean, you need a nevuah that's l'dayris, that you know for sure is this is the way it is, and there's no strings attached to it. Oh, but by the nevuah of the Navi, there are strings attached. Oh, but once it comes to the Urim V'Tumim, then enochinami, then there aren't going to be strings attached. He says, we know the Rambam says that when a Navi said a nevuah, sometimes it could happen, sometimes it cannot happen. Incidentally, the Rambam says it's only a nevuah ra, that sometimes it's chayzeres, sometimes not chayzeres. A nevuah toiva is never chayzeres. Oh, but sometimes al kapanim and nevuah ra could be chayzeres or not. But when it comes to nevuah, Moshe says Ramei Simcha, it's pasha to me that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was shechina medaberes mitoich groina, Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Gemara says was bas baklaria meira, Moshe Rabbeinu, where we know all the neviim were nisnava bikoya mar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu was zehadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw clearly, he was able to point with his finger. Moshe who's ponim al ponim. Moshe who's nigash al arafel. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose nevuah was on a higher madrega. It's posh, it says Ramei Simcha, that his nevuah is, there was no possibility for there ever to be a chazara. Is yesh loy mazak Ramei Simcha, the reason you need the Urim V'Tumim is because the nevuah of the Navi is ponim chayzeres. But Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is never chayzeres. So Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah had yen a mile of the Urim V'Tumim. Is Sokra Meir Simcha Lefizet, that's the Teretz. By Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't need the Urim V'Tumim. Because the whole mile of the Urim V'Tumim is to make sure it's going to play itself out. If Moshe Rabbeinu says it, it's automatically going to play itself out. And if that's the case, you don't need it. Listen to the way Rameh Simcha says this. V'nir l'dayti, the milas Moshe shenisnave b'zeh adover, shedvarav einam yichaylam lesbatel, v'zeh min nitzchi es ha-toyra, v'gam zeh rosay einay choyzer, l'chein kishe yotzol u'molchama, lo nimlechu b'urim v'tumen, ayin sanhedrin tazayim b'zeh, right, that's why. What's he adding? He's adding, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, you never find, had to ask the Urim V'Tumim. When Moshe Rabbeinu, in our daf, tells Yeshua ben Nun, that when you're going to go to war, ask the Urim V'Tumim. That's what he means, right? Rameh Simcha, imam shafti mimadayik, every word. He's telling it, why was it nischadish by Yeshua? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Urim V'Tumim. V'lochein nema b'shal toyre zeh hadav. U'kshayim Moshe. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Urim V'Tumim L'Kiddush HaMishkan. The Nevuas Moshe, who can my Urim V'Tumim, the doik, ki hu inyin nifla b'siyata d'shmai. May Simcha was so pumped with this Kiddush. He says, V'doi ki hu inyin nifla b'siyata d'shmai. Moshe Rabbeinu's Kiddush of the Mishkan didn't need the Urim V'Tumim. That's the Teres of Tosis Kash and Shavuos Daf Tes Vavam and Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he goes toward, doesn't need the Urim V'Tumim. That's why it's Nischadish, we are in Parshas Pinchas. V'yismoich Moshe Es Yeshua, when he gives smicha to Yeshua, now it's going to be in the Schadish that you have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Because as it relates to Moshe Rabbeinu Aleh, you're not going to need the Urim V'Tumim. And what's it based on? Because the ma'ilo of Urim V'Tumim is that the Nevuah is lefamim chayzeres. But Moshe Rabbeinu is zeh hadavar, and being that it's zeh hadavar, it's never chayzeres. It's just kedai to mention that this Remeir Simcha, where Remeir Simcha says in his own words, V'doiki hu inyan nifla b'siyata d'shmaya, is mamish 180 degrees fakert from a Noida B'Yehud and the Tzlach that we mentioned a few times over the years. The Tzlach is in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kaniso. And the Gemara says that really it was Ruyin Hoyin Yisrael, that they should have had miracles when they entered Eretz Yisrael after Bayis Sheni, the same way that they had when they entered Bayis Rishon. Right, when they didn't enter Eretz Yisrael the first time, the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, there were Nisim and Aflois. But when they went Bimei Koresh, it wasn't on the same level. And it really could have, would have, should have been this way. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said in Nevuah, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kaniso. Ad Yavar is B'Rishon, Ad Yavar is B'Yashniyah. There's a heckish between the two, which teaches us that really the B'Yashniyah should have been like the B'Rishon. So why was it not that way? Why didn't it play itself out that way? The reason is because of Garam Achet, because Chai Yisrael did Averis. And because they did Averis, it's for that reason it didn't break the Noida B'Yehud. And really, the Lecha Mishnah already, the Noisa Kalim, asked this kasha on the Rambam. They all ask that the Rambam says, we just mentioned the Rambam, Hilchos Yisrael De'Atayro, that if a Navi said a Nevuah Ra, the Ebishter could be Chayzer from the Nevuah. But if a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, the Ebishter can't be Chayzer from that Nevuah. So if that's the case, freaking everybody, all the Achroinim, that I don't understand this Gemara. If there was a Nevuah Toiva from Moshe Rabbeinu of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kaniso, that we're going to have Nisan, who cares it was Garim Machet? Once there's a Nevuah, at that point, it's already too late. This is the kasha that everybody has. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, I'll tell you a Dover Chodosh. I want to say that this, that a Nevuah Toiva, the Rambam says, the Ebishter can't be Chayzer from, that's only true, says the Noida B'Yehuda, for Shara Nevi'im. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, even his Nevuah Toiva, the Ebishter could be Chayzer from. He says, why? I'll tell you why. Because take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the reason that when a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, the Ebishter can't be Chayzer? He says, because if not, Eich Yibochin HaNavi. How are you going to ever know if a Navi's right? How do you know if a Navi's right? He has to make a Moifis, and he has to get it right. But if the Navi has the card that he uses, God changed his mind. Okay, so Eich Yibochin HaNavi, you'll never know if a Navi's right. So says Rameh Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, V'gam B'cho Yaminu La'olam. They were made, the Torah was made, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, that everyone always, so Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need Rayas. V'gam B'cho Yaminu La'olam. So Zok Denoy Debi Yehudin Slach, that it could be when it comes to Nevuas Moshe, even a Nevuah L'Toiv the Ebishter could be Chayzer. This is the exact opposite of what Rav Meir Simcha says. Rav Meir Simcha says that the Rambam Shtal Davek HaShulchan Aruch, that a Nevuah Ra the Ebishter could be Chayzer from, a Nevuah Toiv the Ebishter can't be Chayzer from. Oh, but Moshe Rabbeinu Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nitzchias HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, even his Nevuah Ra, every Nevuah, every word that comes out of Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach Nitzach, and no such thing that Moshe had said something and the Ebishter is going to be Chayzer. That's why you don't need Urim V'Tumim by Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Ma'ilu Urim V'Tumim is Yuma'in Gimel. The Noida B'Yehuda said just the opposite. He said that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, even the Nevuah Toiva, the Ebishter could be Chayzer. Because the whole reason that the Ebishter is not Chayzer for Nevuah Toiva is because Eichi Bochin HaNavi. Oh, but when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'gam B'chay Yaminu Lo'ilam, and being that V'gam B'chay Yaminu Lo'ilam, this is not something that we need. If this is not something we need, so it's for that reason, this is not something we have to worry about. I'm going to skip the next Ha'ara, and we're going to move along to the final Ha'ara, and that is going back to Daf Yudalit. So Michael Zayn. The Gemara told the story of Brum, Zachar Oysa Ish Latoiv, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemoi. Sheumolehu Nishtakhu Dine Knossos Miyisrael. Nishtakhu? No. Umolehu Batlu Dine Knossos Miyisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava goes down as one of the tzaddikim that are Brum and Zachar Oysa Ish Latoiv because of the fact that he fought Lahashkichim Teiresecha. What did he ascertain? He made sure that there would be smicha in Klal Yisrael. What's the rest of the story? Because it was a gzeira. That any person that gives smicha, any person that gets smicha, any city in which smicha is given, any tchum in which smicha is given, would be completely wiped out by the the mighty Roman Empire. Ma'asa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, what did he do? Halach v'yashav lo'i ben shnei harim gedoylim. U ben shnei ayores gedoylois. Ben shnei tchumei Shabbos. Ben usha l'shafram. V'som achsham chamisha skein megev. Smich the five skein. Ve'ilu hein. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Yosef v'lozim shemua. Reb Avi was Moisef, af Reb Nechem. Kimin shikir o'ivim. Well, as soon as the Ivan found out what was going on, Amal Hemi told them, our lives are in danger. Banai rutsu run. Amalai, they said, Rebbe, he says, if we're going to run, Mate Olecha, we have to stay here, we have to help you. Amalai, he told them, Areini mutalif nehem ke'evin she'in lahoifchem. I'm like a stone that's too heavy, nobody can carry, nobody can even turn it around. Amru, it said that leizazu misham atchenatzu by sholich meis lumbir shal barzel. That before Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had a chance to leave, there were 300 spears that were thrown and pierced the holy body of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, v'asu kekfara, and they made him like a kfara. So we read the Gemara, we said Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was one of the Asara Rugei Malchus. This story is very poignant, it's very moving, it's supposed to be. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava goes down as one of the 10 martyrs. The truth is, there's a medrash called Medrash Eila Eskera that tells the rest of the story of the Asara Rugei Malchus. Just going to read one excerpt. V'achrav hitziu Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. They brought out Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Shinloi tam shina, elke shina sus. Mechai shana at peishana. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had not gotten a good night's sleep from the time that he turned 18 until he turned 80. For oisei hayoyim shoytziu la'areg, the day that they killed him, Erev Shabbos haya. It was Erev Shabbos. For itziu la'areg mitesh shoyz ulamayla. And he started begging them. He said, "B'chayechem, himtinu li ma'at, ad she'akayim mitzvah achas she'tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. I want to do one more mitzvah." Amrulai, they told him, "Adayin atu beteich belikecha. Well, you believe in God? I mean, I'm sure you're just throwing in the towel now." Lehein, of course I do. Amrulai, "V'chayadayin yech koich belikim shatu beteich olav." Amalei, Godol Adoni, Amalehem, Godol Adoni, Umhula Ma'od, Vluk Dulas Ein Cheker. Amalei, Yesh Mekayach, Lamalei Hitzalai, Schavaschevi Rechmiad Malchus. If your God is so powerful, why is he not saving you? Amalei, Anuchayov and Misal and Melech, God of Anoira, Vuhu Masar, Oisonu Biad Melech, Kidelet Foyas, Tamenu Miyadai. Either way, they said, no problem, we're going to wait for you a little bit. So they waited for him. This was Friday afternoon, and they waited until it became Friday night, and as soon as it became Friday night, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava took out a kois, and he filled it up with wine, and he started making Kiddush, and he said the words, Vayichul HaShemayim Va'aretz, Vayoyim B'ni'imus U'Bekol Ram, Vayutmeyim Kol Ha'im Denolav, V'kivin Chiyagiyah Ad Bore Elikim Lasois, Lo Yenichu Ligmar. As soon as he said the word Elikim, before he was able to say the last word Lasois, Rashi and Chumash, by the way, doesn't even know why we have the word Lasois, right? But before he was able to say the word Lasois, Tziva HaKeser Lahargoy, V'hargu, V'yotza Nishmasoi Be'elikim. And his neshama left when he said the word Elikim. Yotza Sabasko V'omra Ashrecha Rabbi Yehuda, Sheo Yisa Doima Lemaloch, V'yotza Nishmascha Be'elikim. V'tziva V'chotchu Eivarim Eivarim, V'shlichu L'klovim, V'loi Huspad V'loi Hukbar. This is the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as it's mentioned in the Medrash of Eileskri. You have to reconcile a little bit better with our Gemara, but Al-Kapanim, it was Yotzen Nishmasai as he was making Kiddush, before he said the word Lasois, as he was saying the word Elikim, right? What's the Oimek? It was Allah b'machshava to create the world, b'midas adin, kach Allah l'fanei b'machshava, right? The raid that we spoke about recently in the Chumashir, but the dvarim you're doing, that Elikim is midas adin, and the tzaddikim, they get punished based on that world of midas adin. The Marsha on this Gemara says that what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava mean when he said, they said, we have to save you. He said, Areini mutal lefneim ke'evin she'in lahoifchem. It's a funny mashal. What did he mean? So the mashal says like this, Rotzu loymar, shalei epach oiref lohem loritz b'pneim. I'm not going to run away from them. Rakinini mutal lefneim lekabel amisa be'ahava. I'm willing to be mekabel amisa be'ahava, the way you see it in the Medrash Eila Eskera. Beli hergish tzar, and you should know, don't feel bad for me, because I'm not going to feel any pain. Ke'evin azeh she'in margish, like the Evan that feels no pain. So says the Marshal, what's the oimik of the Marshal Ke'evan Shein Lahoifchim? He's just like an Evan. You can hit it all day long. It doesn't feel any pain. You have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to feel any pain. So I found in the Megadim Chadashim in Parshas Emor, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he says, what did the Marshal mean? What did he mean? He says, I'm not going to feel pain. The Gemara describes how they killed him. They mamish vasu gufay kikvara. How is it possible that there was no pain? So he said, the Pshar the Mashal is Pashit. It's based on something that Maram Rotenberg writes in the Tshuva. And he says that we have a Messiah. V'chein Amar Maram. If a person's goymer das to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, mikan ve'elach, from here forward, kol misa she'oisin loy enoy margish klal. Any misa that you're going to inflict upon him, he won't feel. It says the word hikuni twice. Hikuni balchalisi and hikuni pitzouni. Koloimak shikuni pitzouni loy hayuli cave. Hikuni balchalisi. This is what the Ram Rutmerk said, and he feared us. He said, "Veteida shekachu she'en lecha adam ba'olam shem hayu negeya be'esh ve'ever katan shloihoy yitzayik." Any person, if his ever cotton touched fire, he would scream. Afilum yalo bedaita la'akev asme militzayik enu yochel asayis. Even if you try it, as a tutvei shreitman, abe va'anu royin said the Ram Rutmerk, "Kedoshim she'en yitzayik in klum." The Ram Rutmerk says, "Look around. We see kedoshim that are being burnt at the stake, and they do not cry." We spoke at this Ram Rutmerk. When we went through the Bali Toysmas and just the trials and tribulations of the times, and you see from this Ram Rutenberg insight into what was going on, how you had people that had been Moise Nefesh, but Rav David Yoel Weiss, Kedarko, he said, that's Pshat in this Marsha. What does the Marsha mean? Hinini muta lifneim lekabel hamisa me'ahava, b'li hergish tzar, ke'even azeh she'inoy margish. But I just want to speak on one other Marsha, on a little bit more of an uplifting note, and that is, so Rav Yudim Bava is Moise Nefesh to make sure there's always going to be smicha. And he gave smicha to five Talmidim. The Elohei, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Yoisi, Reb Elazar, and some say also Reb Nechemya. If these five Talmidim sound familiar, it's because they get a very, very notable shout-out in another Gemara. Yevamis Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. After Reb Yakiva lost his 24,000 Talmidim, so he settled in the south. Atchubar Reb Yakiva Esra Abiseinu Shebedarim, Ushan Olehem. And who did he teach Torah to? He didn't have 24,000 Talmidim. But he had Roivo Echos, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yoisi, Reb Shimon, and Reb Elazar. And Heim Shemidu Teir Ba'is HaShah. And these are the five that taught Teir Ba'is HaShah. These five Talmidim that Reb Yehuda ben Bava was Moise Nefesh to give Smicha to in Sanhedrin Yudalin are the same five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva taught Teir to in Yevamis, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. But the Marsha makes an unbelievable observation. After the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha to these five Talmidim, afraid the Gemara, is that true? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the one that gave smicha to Rabbi Akiva? We have a Messiah that says to Rameir that any person that says Rabbi Akiva is not the one that gave smicha to Rameir, Amei Alataya. Who gave smicha to Rameir? It was Rabbi Akiva that gave smicha to Rameir. So how can you tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? We know it was Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara said that really Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to Rameir. The problem was nobody was Makabala. Why? Lefish Adayin Hoya Bacher. But then Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave him smicha. Then already everybody was mekava. Says the Marsha, it sounds like from the Gemara that the only one of these five tzaddikim that Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to, v'loy kiblu, but the only one that he gave smicha to was Reb Meir. It sounds like he didn't give smicha to the others. It was only Reb Meir that he gave smicha to. Right? Again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was meisa nefesh to give smicha to these five tzaddikim. Who are the five tzaddikim? Reb Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Fake the Gemara. Whoa, 1 second. No, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is not the one that gave smicha to Reb Meir. It's Rabbi Akiva that did. So, you're right. Rabbi Akiva gave it, but nobody was mekabel. Now, we know from Yevam and Samech Beis that all five of these chevra are talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Right? These are the five talmidim that he taught. Yet, from the Gemara, it sounds like the only one of these five talmidim that he gave smicha is a major diak here. The only one of the five talmidim that he gave smicha to was Reb Meir. Says the Marsha, what's going on over here? See, he says it's muchach from here. That Reb Meir was the gadol shebe talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And of the five talmidim that he taught Torah to, the only one that he actually gave smicha to was Reb Meir. And that's why the Gemara asks the kasha, what about Reb Meir? The teretz is because it was only Reb Meir. It's true, he taught Torah to all five of these tzaddikim. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was the one that gave it. The only one that he tried giving smicha to was Reb Meir. Why did he try giving Rabbi Yosi? Reb Meir was bigger than Rabbi Yosi. Why did he try Rabbi Yehuda? Because he's bigger. Reb Shimon Ba'yichai, Meir was bigger. Rabbi Yehuda, Meir was bigger. Reb Meir was bigger than all the other Talmidim, and that's why it was only Reb Meir that Rabbi Akiva tried giving smicha to. Says the Marsha that the emes is, this sheds a little bit of light on another Gemara, with these tzaddikim I mentioned. The Gemara says, and this is in Sanhedrin, da pei vava meralev, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Stam Toisefte, Reb Nechemya. Stam Sifra is Reb Yehuda. Stam Sifri is Reb Shimon. The Gemara doesn't say it, but the Rishonim had Stam Seder Oilam is Reb Yoisi. Right? So these are all it's the same Chevra. It's the same five tzaddikim that are mentioned in Yevam HaSamech Beis, that are mentioned in Sanhedrin Yudal. He's Stam Sifri, Stam Sifra, Stam Braisa, Stam. Everyone gets a major place of prominence. But who's Stam Mishnah? Right? The Mishnah is Doch the Melech. Who is Stam Mishnah? Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir is the God of Shabbat Talmidim. And because Rav Meir is the God of Shabbat Talmidim, that's why he was Zoicha, that Stam Mishnah would go down as being Rav Meir. The Chasam Sofer, in a drasha, he talks about this Indian, that you find that Stam Mishnah was Rav Meir. And he says, what's the pshat? Rav Meir was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva has one Talmud that's Stam this, right? The Gemara fears ice, the Kulan Alib with Rabbi Akiva, right? This is all because that Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But the one that gets the spitz is Rav Meir. And the Chasam Sofer, in one of his drashas, says the pshat is pashat. He said the pshat is because the Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva was Rav Meir. Just to read Lashoni Azal. Vinei Amru Chazal. Shaya Oyma Mishtoimi Min HaTayri Achabo Heiskeinu Min HaDarim V'lomdu Min Rabbi Akiva. Alkei Nikru Rabbi Akiva Stimta. She Stam Sefra Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sefri Rabbi Shimon. Stam Michilta Rabbi Shmol. Interesting. Stam Seder Oylam is Rabbi Yosi. V'chol Eidu Arba Nichlolim B'Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. They're all included in Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. V'kulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Nimsa Kol Tayri Shabal Peh. Al Yidei Rabbi Akiva. Because the Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva is who is Rav Meir? Al-Kain. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's for that reason the name Rav Meir or Meir is merumas in a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. It says, Vateisha be'isan kashtoi, Vayofoizu zroya yodov, Midei Aver Yaakov, Misham roya Evan Yisrael. Aver Yaakov, say the Svar Maktoishim, is Oisi is Rabbi Akiva. Aver Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is Rosh Hatevis Meir. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael from Rabbi Akiva is Arois Kumra Meir. Because the Spitz Talmud of Rabbi Akiva was none other than the great Rav Meir. In the Oitzris Chasam Sofer, in Parshas Vayichi, on the Psukim, Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, so Rav Shlomiok is Mitzayin, he says, take a look in one of the Tshuvas from the Chasam Sofer, it's in Chelek Zayin, this Tshuva. It's in the Kovitz Tshuvas, Simen Pehe. Comes from the Kovitz Tshuvas, where the Chasam Sofer talks about this Indian. And again, he says, Rav Meir was the Iker Talmud, V'liyois Peir Talmidei Rav Meir, Shezocho Listoim HaMishna, Libid Rabbi Akiva, Alkein Ramaz, Shom Roshi Tevis, Mishom Roya Evin Yisrael, Oisius Meir. So he says in footnote, Kuf Mem Dalet, that it's Kedai to know that this Tshuva was written in the year Tof Reish, on Yoim Hei Tishrei. And as far as we know, this is the last tshuva that we have from the Hilig Chasam Sofer. In the last tshuva from the Chasam Sofer was talking about this inyan. That Rav Meir, Misham Roya Evin Yisrael, he is the Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Kulan Alibid Rabbi Akiva, the Spitz of Torah Shabbal Peh, it comes from Rabbi Akiva. You know, today is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And we have a Messiah that Rosh Chodesh Tevis is the yard site of Rav Meir. Rav Meir Balanes, the whole Indian of Alakad Meir Aneni. And Rav Meir, as we see here, he goes down, the Marsha in Sanhedrin Yadalud Amad Aleph, the only one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva even tried giving smicha to, was Rav Meir. And that's why Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. And the Chasam Sofer says that all the other Tanam, the Sefra, the Sefri, it's all Nichlal B'Tayrosa Shal Rav Meir. And that's why Aver Yaakov, which is Oisis Rabbi Akiva, who's the Moisir HaTayr of Tayr Shal Baal Peh, on that level, is Misham Raya Evin Yisrael, is Rosh HaTevis Rav Meir. But I'll just tell you one Hergish Nifla, and it's really based on something that I saw in the Erev Simcha, the new Sefer on Chanukah and Hallel from Agoyim Rav Shmuel Yankiv Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. He said, we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that right in the story of the beginning of the Churban, by Kamsa Bar Kamsa, so as soon as the Romans heard that the Jews rebelled, quote unquote, Shadar Ilovayu L'Niron Kesar. So immediately the Roman Emperor extends Niro Kesar. Kiasi, as it was coming, so he started shooting arrows. And any direction that he would shoot the arrow, it would land in Yerushalayim. Finally, he saw a child, and he says, Psoikli Psukech. He says, Tit, could you teach me a pasuk? I'm like, yeah. V'nosati es nikmasi be'edoim be'ad ami Yisrael. So he says, oh, one second, I see where this is all going. Yeah, I'm going to be Matzliach, because every direction I turn, the wind is always blowing towards Yerushalayim. But at the same time, from this child, I know that Hashem's going to take revenge. He said, I don't want anything to do with this. Araki ran away. Ozal, he went. V'igayir, he was Megayir. V'nofik minei Rameir. And who came from him? Rameir came from him. So listen to the hergish of Rav Shmuel Yankiv. We always say the hergish of Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I'm not sure. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv's hergish was like this. He said, Niroi Kesar was about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he stopped. Now it was destroyed. But it didn't happen through Niroi. And what stopped him in his tracks? What hit the brakes on Niroi Kesar? He saw a child, and he sent psoikli psukech. He said, Chazal say, Eino oilam miskayim, elo bishvil hevel piyam shal tinoikus shal beis rabam. He said, it was the hevel piyam shal tinoikus shal beis rabam. A kleina kindle, it told him a pasuk. He told him, Yecheskel 7, osati es nikmosi be'edoi bi'ad ami Yisrael. And he said, oi bazoi, I'm not going anywhere near this. And he didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He said, the koyach of the Torah of tinoikus shal beis rabam, that this little child uttering one pasuk, it was the Hevel PM shall tinoikus shal beis rabam. That's what stopped everything, and that's where the brakes were hit, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash wasn't. This is so ruin advarim for Reb Shmuel Yankov. It's not shaykh. If you ever heard shmuzim for Reb Shmuel Yankov, if you ever heard nagunim for Reb Shmuel Yankov, if you ever sat at a Shabbos table, this is Reb Shmuel Yankov. The Hevel PM shall tinoikus shal beis rabam. That stopped it. It was in oilam askan. Reb Shmuel Yankov said, "You see another thing." He said it was nothing, Mine Rameyer. Rameyer's Aroiske coming from the Hevel PM Shaltinoik. And he says, Kedarge, Tifa Machshava, on what the Sheiches is. What the Sheiches is. But the emes is that Rameyer, we know, Stam Mishnah Rameyer. Right, the Kleine Kindlech, the Tinoik Shabbos Ram, they start learning. What do they learn? They learn Mishnayas. Stam Mishnah Rameyer. Rameyer came about through the Geiris of Nira Keser, that came about through the Hevel PM Shaltinoik Shabbos Ram. But it's more than that. Rameyer, we know, is a Lekad de Meir Aneini. Rameyer is a Lekad Meir Aneini, and this is the schus that we have that lights up the darkness of the Golos, and it's in the schus of Rameyer, the Marshon of Zorah from the Rameyer Balanes Redbite, but it's the light of the Chanukah Menorah that has a Sheiches, of course, to the Tana Rameyer. Rameyer is Chayish L'Miyuta. Chanukah is all about Rabbim Me'amniyatim, that we're not impressed with statistics, and all the analytics are worthless. You can throw them in the garbage. That's for the Eina Yehudim. But a Yid believes with Chayish L'Miyuta. We live with a Lekad Meir Aneini. But that all came about through the Hevel PM Shal Tinoikus Shal Beis Rabam, because Ein Oyvam Miskayim LLP Hevel PM Shal Tinoikus Shal Beis Rabam. So the Hevel PM Shal Tinoikus Shal Beis Rabam stops Chorma Beis Hamikdash, and really it's what lights up the night, because that's the schus that we have. Rish Lakish's memra Ein Oyvam Miskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel PM Shal Tinoikus Shal Beis Rabam. You know, I was thinking, we know that Shabbos Chanukah always falls out Parshas Miketz. Right, it always falls out Parshas Miketz. The question is why? What's the connection? What's the like deep foundational shaykhis between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah? I don't know, but one of the nights Chanukah, we were singing Moy Sor, had a little bit of a hergish. You know, Moy Sor, if you pay attention to the words, so it's, you're going around the world, you talk about all the tzaras that we have, and that, how the Eibush that saved us, but then at the end, we end with a tefillah. Chasoif Zroya Kotshecha, V'korev Keitza Yeshua, Nekoim Nikmas Dam Avodecha Meyuma Rosho. Meaning it's great, Hashem, you saved us, Chil Pari V'chol Zara Yard Evan Bemtzula, and yeah, Agogi gets a shout out, right? We understand all that. Yevonim Nikbetzu Alay Azay B'mech Hashmanim. Yeah, V'chmarzu Chaim, it's amazing. I mean, Noisa Kankanim Nasa Nisla Shoshana. Oh, but Lemaisa, we're still in Golos, right? We're still in Golos. And we tell the Eibush, the Ki Orcholonu HaYeshua, V'in Keitzli Mehara. The hergish that the yid has in Gullah sometimes is the ein keitzli me'ara. Right, a person could be going through something, feels like it's never going to end. The Gullah feels like it's just never going to end. We've had so many simonim of Mashiach, and we thought it was going to come then, and we thought, for sure, October 7th, like, what's going on over here? The ein keitzli me'ara, there's a hergish. Sometimes a person's in a blot, he's in a matziv, and it feels like it's never going to end. And this is the hergish that every single yid sings by the Chanukah menorah. That David, the ma'at mena'oros, doich arben ha'choshach, abel ha'maisa was still living in Choshech, and the ain Kates Lemehara. So my hergish was Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshas Miketz, because you know what happens to Parshas Miketz? Yosef Atzadik is sold into slavery, and Rachmanu Litzlan is incarcerated. It's some antiquated pre-civilization third world prison. Could you imagine what his life was like? Came to an end. Eventually, it came to an end. The hergish is we feel the ain Kates Lemehara. It's going to come to an end, Be'ez Hashem. Everything comes to an end. One day it's going to happen. There's going to be a Miketz. Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim. Yeah, the hergish is it's taking a little too long. Aval HaMaisa, it's going to come. The hergish is Miketz and the Schus of Rameyer and the Schus of Elikad Meir Aneini. Yishtaka B'Zoicha, that all the Choshech should be lit up. The Golos should come to an end. It should be Ketzli Meir. Oh, and we should be Zoicha to light the menorah B'Chatzris Kotshecha. The Vias Gael Tzedek, the Herb Yemenu Ami.